I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
What with the exploding heads? Movies. I was there. The first exploding head movie was a silent film, which really didn't have much bearing on the fact that there was an explosion because, well, I couldn't hear it. It was a visual. And it was a mushroom cloud. And Buster Keaton lost a toe, apparently, back in 1922. First time that I ever met Buster Keaton, it was an explosive event. He had terrible gas. He was one of these guys that really had too much dairy, unpasteurized dairy at the time. And, well, the next thing you know, I'm stuck in an elevator at the Waldorf with Buster Keaton. It smells really bad. Why are these explosions? This show is what? Exploding head movies? God, things have changed from my day. There was no explosions until at least the Kaiser came into the picture. I don't know.
There's something in there, isn't there?
There's gold in them there heels.
Woohoo, gold in the heels. I like it when you had the my favorite part was when the movies happened at the same time as the music. The explosions. All Lawrence of Arabia happened because of dynamite explosion. Warner MGM had a new pyrotechnician named Dogworth Hennington, and he was terrible. He was a rapscallion dated by sister. No one in town liked him. This was in Southern California. Everyone thought everyone was liked except for Dalton. He was not a nice man. Anyway, he went gallivanting off into the well, it wasn't even the desert. It was just a set that looked like a desert. Listen to Exploding Head Movies. CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
There is a letter, Miriam, that unfolded right there. What did we do? My goodness. So we started off with Jerry Goldsmith and his theme to the 1973 NBC anthology series Police Story. And then we heard at least one final gasp from the rapidly aging Bobby Ferris, host of the former CITR show The Barn Burner. The last show just happened in the past week or so. He elocuted about his reminiscence of the cinema of his day. In the background, as he rambled on there, we heard a little Scott Joplin ragtime in the form of a Mexican serenade called Solace, as performed by the ragtime revivalist Joshua Rifkin off the Scott Joplin piano rags. Originally, the song was written in 1909, but that came off the 1970 album Through Nonsuch. And that helped spark things like The Entertainer and the film The Sting. And then, as he really got warmed up there, we heard a bit of The Seven Hot Airmen, their 1929 song, Got a Feeling for You. Mr. Ferris will now be found in the city of Chilliwack, rocking the Hawk weekend mornings with news and other info. But he'll be back in town now and then to see some shows. And maybe he'll pull off something with our friends over at CIVL. And yes, this is Gak here. We have yet another cinematically inspired episode of Explodin' Head Movies, broadcast here on UBC's sleuthing at community radio station CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver, 88.5 Shaw Cable, and on the web through www.citr.ca for all you flatfoots until 9 p.m. You can call the station here at 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So we're going to be looking at TV land with American crime shows, and that'll be our profile. We'll include Nelson Riddle's work for the 50s series adaptation of The Untouchables, and then Harry Mancini and his work for the inimitable Peter Gunn. And we also heard They Might Be Giants there with Letterboxd, and that's off their 1990 breakthrough album Flood. And the band will be playing venue tomorrow, November 8th, and we're going to actually hear a little bit more from them later in the show. But let's dive into some recent Florence and the Machine. The London act, headed by Florence Welch and co-founded by songwriter-producer Isabella Machine Summers, they have their sophomore album just out now called Ceremonials. They have a small tour lined up in North America in December, which hopefully is a tease for something larger in 2012, including a swing by the city after their 2010 show here at the Commodore. So from Ceremonials, this is Florence and the Machine with Lover to Lover.
I've been losing sleep. I've been keeping myself awake. I've been wandering for days and days and days, going from road to road, bed to bed, lover to lover, and back to bed. But I believe, I believe.
I'm when I feel I'm heading down, that's alright. 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 That's alright.
To what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, 11,
and most of
11,
the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10.
Sometimes you just gotta turn it up to 11, right? Let 2011 be the year we turn it up to 11 and raise $35,000 during the annual CITR Fund Drive. Fund Drive goes down November 17th through 24th, and mark your calendars because the Fund Drive finale party will be happening at the Biltmore on November 25th. See you there.
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
If they could to light, it turned broke what was right. Blocked out the sun. apart. If it rips you all apart, then won't you steal the gentle heart? If it rips you all apart, then won't you steal the gentle heart? If it rips you all apart, then won't you steal the gentle heart?
Leslie Feist. Well, it just goes by her surname, just Feist there. And that was A Commotion. That's off her latest album, Metals, recorded in Big Sur, California this past February. And Metals actually took several years to materialize after all the touring for her previous album, 2007's The Reminder, as Feist took some time away from music to recharge. But the concert monster rages anew and should be playing a sold-out show Friday, November 18th at the Center for Performing Arts here. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. And also back, this is a long time running, it's Mazzy Star. After 15 years from their last album, Among My Swan, and it's been 18 years since their biggest hit, which was 1993's Fade Into You, Hope Sandoval and David Kobach have some new music out. They have a 7-inch single due tomorrow, but in the time since we last heard from Mazzy Star, Sandoval has been busy, either with her subsequent act with The Warm Inventions or then singing on music by The Chemical Brothers, The Jesus and Mary Chain, Air, and most recently Massive Attack. There's talk that there's going to be a new album in 2012, but let's listen to the B-side to their recent, or the new single, Common Burns. So this is Mazzy Star with Lay Myself Down. There's Capital Six with I Sure Can Pretend. That's off their Captain Rehab EP. Through Light Organ Records is a 10-inch vinyl. There's a limited edition cassette available through Green Burrito. The Vancouver Quintet recently released a 7-inch. It was back in August. And if you had any energy after Halloween, on November 1st, as some of us know as All Saints Day, they had played the Biltmore Cabaret with Himalayan Bear and Prom Queen. Coming soon to the Biltmore Cabaret is the supergroup Wild Flag, which features Carrie Brownstein and Janet Weiss from Sleater-Kinney, Mary Timoney from Helium, who actually had Brownstein and Weiss back her up on various solo tours, and then Rebecca Cole from the Minders, a band that used to open up for SK back in the day. The band formed in part to score Lynn Hirschman Leeson's documentary Women Art Revolution. But eventually, the four-piece gelled together despite living in various cities that the members were based in, including Portland, Washington, D.C. Recorded in Sacramento this April, Wild Flag released their self-titled debut through Merge Records, and they'll be at the Biltmore with Drew Grow and the Pastor's Wives on November 12th. So, from their self-titled album, this is Wild Flag with Romance.
You wrap me in your arms. everybody. You are listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR. Catch Exploding Head Movies Mondays at 7:30, that is Pacific Standard Time.
We started that set off with Wild Flags Romance. Then we heard local funk act Blam with Eat My Heart Whole. And hopefully get a little bit more music from Brendan and Kevin soon. And then from Edmonton, segged smoothly from that funk into that sort of glitchy bit thrown. So that's Curio with Soul Handsome. And Curio is the solo project of Calvin McElroy from the Synth Boogie team from Born Gold. So this is Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And next up, these guys are playing tomorrow. It is They Might Be Giants, formed in Brooklyn in 1982. Start off as the duo of John Linnell and John Flansburgh. And yes, they're playing Venue November 8th. And they'll be joined. They have the full band coming along with them. And amongst everything else, they do have a new album out that came out in July called Join Us. That's supposed to harken back to their early recording days in the 80s, back when they used to upload songs. I guess in the 80s wasn't uploaded. They recorded it onto an answering machine. So you would dial a number. The service was called Dial-A-Song in the 718 area code. And you'd listen to their songs. So Join Us, first non-kids album since 2007's The Else. But they are actually also going to play in its entirety the album Flood. And we actually just heard one of my favorite little cues there from that 1990 album. That's Minimum Wage. And yeah, let's do this. Let's listen to one song off the new album, and then we'll listen to a vintage cut off of Flood. We're not going to listen to Istanbul, not Constantinople, or Particle Man, but we'll listen to one of the other bits from there. So from their latest album, Join Us, They Might Be Giants, with Judy Is Your Vietnam.
So reckless, who knew you? the great deceiver. Judy is your Vietnam. Judy is your Vietnam.
By the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. I have a secret to tell from my electrical well. It's a simple message and I'm leaving out the whistles and bells. So the room must listen to me, filibuster vigilantly. My name is Blue Canary, one note spelled L-I-T-E. My story's infinite, like the Longines Symphony. It doesn't rest. Blue Canary in the island by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. There's a picture opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Argonauts, new bird of friendliness, like guardian angels, it's always near. New canary in the alley by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
I remember having that traded as a cassette during high school. I'm not that old. Really, I'm not that old. So, from 1990, that was They Might Be Giants with Birdhouse in Your Soul. And Flood is the album that they will be playing in its entirety amongst new and old music at Venue. November 8th, they're being opened by Jonathan Colton, the geeky musician. He actually helped write the Portal song Still Alive, and John Flansburgh, the guitarist from They Might Be Giants, helped produce his new album, which we do have in the studio, and I've had zero chance to look at it. It's called Artificial Heart. It is off of... it's a Creative Commons album, too, so you should be able to download that easily. And amongst everything else, They Might Be Giants do have a rarities album out called Album Raises New and Troubling Questions. And amongst other things, this definitely hit the internet in the past couple of months, but features their cover of Chumbawamba's Tub Thumpin'. That was a great thing. If you aren't going to They Might Be Giants tomorrow, these guys are also in town too. I played a song other time, but hey, well worth checking out.
Tuesday, November 8th, Timber presents Holy Ghost at the Fortune Sound Club. This dance music duo from New York City are on tour to support their debut self-titled release, Holy Ghost. Tickets are available online at ticketweb.ca, as well as at Red Cat, Scratch, Beat Street, High Life, and Ditch Records. Don't miss Holy Ghost at the Fortune Sound Club, Tuesday, November 8th. Holy Ghost is brought to you by Timber and proudly sponsored by CITR.
That was John Gregory and his orchestra with his take on Patrick Williams' theme to the 1972 ABC series, The Streets of San Francisco, a Quinn Martin production, starring a very young Michael Douglas. And that actually appears, I found it on the This Is Cult Fiction compilation from 1995, but appeared in various forms. And John Gregory's take was something that... He actually recorded a lot of different TV themes throughout the early 70s in that very tight big band style. He actually was capitalized on the Tijuana brass craze as well, too, with something called the Chiquita Big Band, something I think I played a few shows ago on this very show, and this very show has the name of Exploding Head Movies. This is on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and yes, for the next half hour or so, yep, it's all crime. North American, well, actually, it's mostly American crime, TV procedurals, private detectives, police, criminals, all that wonderful stuff. So, most of what we're going to tackle is going to be from the 50s, and this little theme is going to kick things off, but we're going to sort of dip and dive through various decades here for the first little while before we get to Mr. Mancini. And we're going to kick things off with Elmer Bernstein. And realistically, I'm going to talk longer than how the piece is. So Bernstein worked on various scores, including The Very Jazzy Man with the Golden Arm, as well as The Magnificent Seven, The Great Escape, To Kill a Mockingbird. And he provided the theme to the very short-lived but cult classic NBC series from 1959 called Johnny Staccato, a jazz pianist played by John Cassavetes, who also acted as a private detective. And the show... definitely was one of those sort of lost classics. Once NBC only had the one series of it, ABC picked it up almost immediately for reruns. And I did see it on the short-lived Trio Network.
as a sort of a forgotten classic that way. And it is out on DVD in 2010. So, it's about 50 seconds long, but we'll hear some other cues to sort of get you in that criminal mind. So, from the Johnny Staccato TV show, this is Elmer Bernstein with the theme. Always hoped to hit those high notes when I played the trumpet back in the day. Actually, I do still have a trumpet kicking around. I should actually dig that up and get back into that again. All right, so we started off with Elmer Bernstein with the theme to Johnny Staccato. You can actually easily find that on Television's Greatest Hits Volume 4, but there actually is a vinyl version of it kicking around somewhere. Then we heard Gilles Millet with his theme to Kolchak, The Night Stalker was an ABC series from 1974 about a Chicago newspaper reporter. And Jumelet actually worked on various television productions. He helped work on several of the Columbo TV movies, and honestly, those are some soundtracks well worth digging up. He also worked on things like The $6 Million Man, The Andromeda Strain, and That Certain Summer. And amongst everything as well, too, Millay actually was a sculptist, along with playing tenor and baritone saxophone with various acts, including Max Roach, Ed Thigpen, and Zoot Sims. And then we closed off there with a trumpet player by the name of Al Hurt from New Orleans. And that was him taking on Billy May's arranged and composed version of the Flight of the Bumblebee song. And that was Al Hurt with the theme from The Green Hornet, the 1964 TV series. And actually, if you did pay attention to Kill Bill Volume 1, it appears at a certain point there, too. So, here's an Exploding Head Movies here on this station called CITR 11.9 FM, Vancouver, 88.5 Shaw Cable, www.citr.ca. And we got some Henry Mancini coming up, but first, this is happening this Sunday.
CanZine West presents the Zine Fair and Festival of Alternative Culture. CanZine is an opportunity for creators and admirers of indie culture to meet, swap stories, and share their wares. This event will take place on November 13th at the Ukrainian Hall in Strathcona. All Vancouverites are invited to participate in this cultural exchange. For more information about the Zine Fair and Festival of Alternative Culture, contact CanZine West at brokenpencil.com. This event is sponsored by CITR.
Listen to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Thank you.
1958. What we just heard there was Henry Mancini. In session at Pete's Pad. Actually, no, this is in the background. What am I talking about? Huh. No, from 1956. Wow. So easy to get derailed sometimes as the things get wrong. And actually, it is 1950 again. Good year for him. Sorry. If we were to start over, we'd say that from 1958, what we heard there was Henry Mancini with the main theme from Orson Welles' film A Touch of Evil, known for the long tracking shots and a lot of other, like, sort of ostentatious, brave moves that way. And Mancini's going to be one of the first two soundtracks from TV we're going to profile. Of course, A Touch of Evil is a film, but hey, who's flying with that? This is Exploding Head Movies. Well planned here. My name's Gak. This is CITR Vancouver. In the background here is a session at Pete's Pad, and this is from the music from Peter Gunn. And Peter Gunn was a TV series that first aired on NBC in 1958, then later hopped over to ABC. Started another sort of private investigator, sophisticated hipster, dapper dresser, another element of cool jazz. And jazz was one of the things that didn't really appear that much on TV at first, but a lot of the crime and TV detectives allowed for the sort of music to pop on, as we heard sort of with Johnny Staccato earlier. And what we're going to hear from Peter Gunn, of course, is the notorious theme. There's a bit of elements there from In the Mood and Wingy Minogue's Tar Paper Stomp, a little bit of Glenn Miller, sort of like that bass and nice sort of boogie-woogie element here, but this song basically helped define crime fiction the same way as Monty Northman's theme to James Bond. And of course, a lot of us do know this from, like, B-52's kind of lifted this for Planet Claire, but hey, we're not here to listen to me. We're here to listen to Mr. Mancini. So these all come from the... which label did this come from here? Buddha. So through the Buddha label, 1958. We're going to kick off with the ever-famous theme from Peter Gunn. Thank you.
All right, we started off with the main theme from Peter Gunn. Then we heard Sorta Blue, featuring some trombone work there by Ronnie Lang and Pete Condoli. Then we heard Dreamsville, featuring Ted Nash there on the alto sax. Then we heard Fallout. And in the background there, this is Brief and Breezy, all from Henry Mancini's team that came up with the 1958 soundtrack to the TV series Peter Gunn. And when you listen to the piano, just think about Jaws and E.T. and Star Wars and whatnot, because that would be Johnny T. Curly Williams on the keyboard there. But soon, he cut his hair, went by the name John Williams. Just to give you an idea of the pedigree behind that. Stick around, we're going to listen to at least a few cues from another soundtrack that takes its inspiration from Mancini's Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. And, yeah, stay tuned.
Join Team PowerSmart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/Team PowerSmart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro PowerSmart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
So Gavin's coming up real soon with the jazz show. But leading you before that, let's listen to something that I alluded to several months ago after my trip to Chicago, and that would be Nelson Riddle's work for the TV adaptation of The Untouchables, which came out in 1959. And Riddle's came from New Jersey, took piano lessons, took trombone. Definitely gave a nice sort of like 30s vibe to everything here. So in the background, this is The Loop, and then we'll segue into the Speakeasy Blues, and we'll see how far we get with what's left of Exploding Head Movies. All right. I did actually have something to play after that, but we've kind of run out of time. But at the very least, let us summarize what we've just heard, shall we? So from the album known as The Untouchables, original music from the TV series that came out in 1959 through the Capitol label, we heard Nelson Riddle there and his faithful crew. We started, was talking over the loop, then we heard Speakeasy Blues, Recklessness, and then what we just heard there was Suspensefulness. And that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in about 1 minute's time, it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then at midnight is Canada Post Rock, and that will conclude CITR's broadcast day. If you missed any of this week's episode, just go to www.citr.ca, click on the schedule, and you get to click on a little orange icon. It will tell you where you need to download the music. And you can catch this show, any of our other shows. You can search iTunes. And you can also search Facebook for Exploding Head Movies as well, too. I'll put usually little video clips of things in the shows itself. Next week, I will be in Atlanta for a bit, but I'll be hustling back. And I'm thinking I'm going to do a little bit of Carter Burwell. I'm not totally sure if it's going to be entirely Coen's brother related, but let's see what we can do. I mean, True Grit came out recently, and there's always room for some Barton Fink. But, yeah, we'll figure it out. So, stick around. Stay listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver.
We like it. Okay. All right.
Sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage.
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3 if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been. You pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax, you're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Well, you heard the man. This is CITR 101.9 FM or 88.5 on Shaw Cable or on your computer, CITR.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up. The time is 9 p.m.
Do-ba-dee-oo.